super fit young Australians and Olympic Brazil nuts. It's that time again. Time to down the tools and grab a fistful of golden glory on the Mardi Gras of medals. With those two champions of the podium, rampaging Roy Slaven and HG Nelson. HG.
Yes, thanks very much once again, Jumpin' Jai, the centimetre guy in the soundproof booth. Welcome to the Murray Rose Pool on day four of competition, the most exciting day of competition so far, with that magnificent 20th gold medal going to the big, well, I was going to say superficial, sadly, the big Phelps with a death stare here at the Murray Rose Pool. And now with Michael Phelps winning the 200 metres butterfly, 20 gold medals. But today, as I introduce my colleague in league here behind the card table for another magnificent Mardi Gras of medals, it's very sad to realise that this is the Khyber TikTok Day at the Games. Always the fourth day of competition in the Australian calendar of the Olympics is Khyber TikTok Day. Khyber TikTok was born on Anzac Day 38 years ago and is one of the most successful event horses that Australia's ever produced. He went on to win two gold medals at the Barcelona Olympics in both the individual and the team gold. It was an incredible achievement. An achievement from a horse that's never been realised again. And today, Australia went into a winning position in both the teams and the individual, and our horses and our riders pouted before the nation when Khyber TikTok was on the agenda. Roy, I don't want to start you off on the wrong step, but how do you feel about this vis-a-vis Khyber TikTok?
Yeah, I'm gutted, Ashley. I'm gutted. The only thing that makes me happy, and there's not much that makes me happy today, but something that does is the fact that Khyber TikTok wasn't here to see it.
No, he died 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I know.
Thank God.
He tried to hang on.
I know.
You and I talked to him at length before.
Yep.
He said he felt a sense of doom.
Doom.
Approaching.
I know.
Doom about doom. He couldn't live to see it.
No.
Now, Roy, apart from that disappointment, highlights here today at Rio.
Well, a couple of questions, actually, just to begin with. I'm wondering, are these Olympics turning ugly? Is this turning into the big stink? These Olympics.
Are you calling it the
I'm
big
calling
stink?
It the big stink.
Remember how when you called Atlanta the toilet, it stuck?
I know.
Everybody refers to the Atlanta Games now as the toilet.
The toilet.
Is this the stink?
This could be the big stink. I'm hoping it doesn't turn that way. It appears to be with Phelps and, say, Chad Close, the pluggy South African.
They had to go again today, didn't
they? Yes, yes. We've been getting up each other's nose. There's been a lot of sledging happening in the marshalling area. Just here in front of us, here at the poolside, and I'm wondering if Steve Waugh should be called in, master of sledging, master of metal disintegration. Bertrand's good, but he's a clown when it comes to sledging in comparison with the great Steve Waugh.
Roy, are you seeing the sledging as the key thing here that Mac Horton's introduced to the Games, or are you seeing a tropical cold war erupting here between both?
Both.
Because I think
the cold war that's coming out of the sledging. I mean, he started it. Mac started it. That Mac started it. And the thing is about sledging, if you're going to start it, you've got to finish it.
Well, there's a chance.
Yep.
1,500 metres.
You know, the highlights, actually, Clancy and Borden looking more like Potash and Cook every day. They were terrific, in terrific form yesterday.
Venezuela.
Yep, bashed them up. And the Opals, HG, the Opals have beat France. But sadly, Sam Stosur, the plucky Aussie tennis star, has bowed out.
That can't be right.
Yeah. Taken out by Angelique Kerber, the world number one, the German.
More of the Mardi Gras medals right after this. Of course, the highlight of the night here in the pool, and we've set up the card table again just to the left of the spot where the swimmers entered the pool, the Murray Rose pool, was the Phelps swim. How did you see that, and what does this mean to you personally?
Yeah, well, I'm very pleased to have witnessed it. I am. I wish it would have been an Australian, but it wasn't. It was Michael Phelps. And I think the thing people are asking themselves about Michael Phelps, and I'm one of them, he's he's either a Lance Armstrong or a Don Bradman, isn't he? He's got to be one of the two.
What an excellent question.
You know, and that's for historians to determine down the track. A little bit too early yet. But at this stage, he's looking like a Bradman.
And the emotion, Roy, the emotion, you know, look, I know, look, coming back as you were from that induced coma to call here.
Yep.
You know, when you had a dream in the coma that you'd be here, is this what you thought you'd see? Is this one of the highlights?
No, I wanted to see Aussies. I had this dream of Australia winning everything they went into. No, I had a lot of hopes for this Australian team, but it's not over yet.
No, it's not.
You know, our teams are doing well, apart from our men's rugby sevens, apart from our hockey players.
Well, they still a call for Rick Charlesworth.
Yeah, I know. But now, apart from that.
Highlights today.
Well, McKeon, HG, she took bronze in the 200 metres, and congratulations to her. That's a fantastic achievement, really.
Now, is she the one who was having trouble with her hair?
Not her hair, HG. She claimed that her head was getting in the way. Now, I assume she meant her mind rather than her head was getting in the way, because her head seemed fine to me. You know, it didn't seem to be impeding her stroke in any way. And it would be a problem if the head was affecting her stroke, but it wasn't. She can't blame her head for that. But the mind, if her mind is getting in the way, then you've got to look at Michael Phelps. I mean, he's admitted that he's got no mind at all. It never gets in his way. You know, I asked him, you know, how's your mind? He said, what are you talking about? He doesn't get it. He doesn't know what a mind is.
How do you get on with Phelps? You know, I know I see you...
Fine, as long as you don't talk about anything. He's great if you're just happy to sit quietly and just stare.
Now, other highlights from the pool today.
Well, McAvoy HG has come second, and Chalmers came first in his heat. So we've got two Aussie heroes in the 100 metre, in 100 free, which is the gold medal event. Let's face it, it's the blue ribbon event, isn't it?
It's the blue ribbon.
It's the one.
Now, one highlight here, which I picked up from yesterday, is Kim Brennan in the single sculls. She made the semi-final her own.
I know.
No head getting in the road there.
No.
Just straight up that course.
Yes, she did.
I mean, like a rocket.
I know.
Now, the great news was that it was a birthday yesterday, but they kept it secret from the rest of the competition.
Yeah.
Obviously, because the power of the birthday problem is Anzac Day. And as we know, all Australian winners...
Birthday was Anzac Day.
You know,
she's putting her hand up saying, well, I wasn't born on Anzac Day. So we've got to think, well, how's she going to win?
Roy and HG, the Mardi Gras of medals. Midday on Triple M. For Harvey Norman, look and feel your best with a full range of personal grooming products.
Yes, well, Roy, the big disappointment here at the Murray Rose, and it was all anybody was talking about, was this collapse by our equestrian team overnight in this morning's round.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you were disappointed. I was disappointed when we spoke to Michael Phelps. Admittedly, he didn't have an opinion about it, but you could see he was disappointed. And I've got to put it to you, do you think equestrian belongs in the big stink?
I do when we're winning.
Thanks.
You know, when I think of the heroics of Kaiba TikTok. That horse, you know, that horse that carried a couple of Aussies home for gold. You know, Kaiba did all the work.
I know.
A horse like Kaiba TikTok only comes around
once in a lifetime,
as often as a Phelps or a Brownman.
They only come.
You know, arguably TikTok was a better performer than Phelps. That's giving it a bit of context.
Now. In an article, a think piece, I think it might have been published in the Fairfax, that I've just seen online here at Poolside, it says, this is a quote, while equestrian is perceived to be a privileged and anachronistic sport, it's one of the very Olympic disciplines with gender equal, with men and women competing in the same event.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you've got the problem of, you know, the whole thing of going into these things in pole position, which is what happened overnight.
A lot of pressure comes with pole. It's pressure, isn't it? Your head, I mean... You know, McKeon's quite right in that way. I mean, if you are in pole position, the pressure's on you to win, you know, and the easiest thing in the world. Horses know this. Horses sense when they're in pole position. You know, the thing about Kaiba TikTok is we kept him in the dark always. Kaiba didn't know where he was. He just knew he had to jump, run, stop, prop, jump, run. That was it. He wasn't worried about pole position. He didn't think about anyone else.
Now, can I ask, obviously you would have put out some oats for Rooting King this morning. Did he know? Did the King know? You know how horses have that sense of communication?
Well, Rooting King always hated the Olympics, HG. I remember the first time I put a television set in his stable there. I just turned it on. Bruce McAvaney came on and he kicked it, smashed it. I thought, oh, well, it might have been just an accident. So I got another set on insurance, you know, as you do. And installed it, turned it on. Bruce came back on, boom, smashed it again. I thought, hello, something's going on here. So by the time I'd gone through the 10th television set, there were questions from the insurance company saying, you know, Mr. Slaven, what's going on here? I said, Rooting King hates the Olympics. And they said, oh, okay, well, this is the last set. I tried it, boom, as soon as Bruce came on. Now, he either hates Bruce or he hates the Olympics or he hates both.
Of course, the big news we're overlooking, Roy, another great success for New Zealand in the rugby sevens.
Is that right?
Yes, they lost.
Oh, no.
And, of course, sadly, their key player, SBW, Sonny Bill Williams, is out, I think, with an Achilles problem and can't play for the rest of the season.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
No, it's a terrible, that's painful, and finds it very difficult to heal. But on the other hand, their loss may open the door for,
For
green and gold, yeah. But remember, of course, the green and gold tilt in this competition isn't going so well either.
No, it's not. We'll beat my France.
France,
right?
But we...
Who knew? France was playing sevens.
And you were just saying off air... How quite the Papua New Guinea side have been here at in the pool and generally in the big stink.
Yeah, not a peep.
Can I just point out, I've got an idea now from that bloke who used to be the lawyer for Michael Diamond, who's gone to Fiji and shooting for Fiji.
Yeah.
Could we go to Papua New Guinea and start something and represent them at the Olympics? I mean, I'm open to suggestions here. I mean, how about an equestrian sport?
Sure.
You know, people describe it as, you know, very expensive to have a horse.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the government there, given
Well, listen, haven't we got an excess of Brumbies? And Brumbies could be used, couldn't they, at Olympic level? Has anyone tried a Brumbie at Olympic level? They're a terrific horse. I mean, don't forget what the Brumbies did, you know, back in World War One.
Yes, the Whalers.
The Whalers, yeah. Well, they were part Brumbie.
Yeah. Now, what we could do is maybe...
What, go to New Zealand with a couple of Brumbies and just...
Well, I'm not
suggesting... Speak to the Prime Minister.
Well, I'm not suggesting going to New Zealand.
Oh, sorry, Papua New Guinea.
Yeah,
speak to the
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister O'Neill.
Seed a bit of capital.
We've got some ideas here. Yeah, I know you've got problems.
Equestrian Centre.
Yep.
Brumby's coming up on the boat. All of a sudden, we're off to Tokyo, representing Papua New Guinea. Now, the great news here, speaking of representation, was Usain Bolt turned up.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't the big stink turn it on for him?
Oh.
I've got to say is that I've always wanted to marry show business and sport. You know this. You know, I only see sport in terms of show business. But the lewd and loud reception that Usain Bolt got when the Mardi Gras came to him at the press conference was something that was just a fantastic sight. Huge crowd, and they weren't disappointed because sure Usain's great, but then to see that Mardi Gras carnival traipse on through, Usain getting up and showing, cutting the rug, a few steps here, a few steps there, the samba sounds taking over, the beat on the second bar, all that sort of stuff. It was just fantastic. Mm. And the chant, treble, 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 meaning, of course, the 100, the 200, and, of course, the 100, 4x100 relay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, do you think he's in fine form to do it?
He's in terrific form, isn't he? And wasn't that great? You're right. You're so right. It was a great opportunity to parade what Brazil is about.
About lewd,
you know,
and loud.
It's about lewd.
Yeah.
It's about getting your gear off and not being ashamed. You know, being proud of your nudity. Being proud of your new butt, being proud of all that and the way you move it and the swiveling of the hips and rhythm and all of that. I mean, it's joyous. It's joie de vivre, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just loving life. And that's what Usain Bolt's about at the moment, selling the message that kids, if you can run, you know, 100 metres in about 9 seconds, this life is here for you.
Well, not only that, Roy, I take your point entirely about running the 100, but on the other hand, you may not be able to run the 100 very quickly, like in 9 seconds. Mm. But if you can shake it, if you can dress in the skimpy gear, if you can take it all off of the airport and wander around the big stink, there's a place for you as well.
There is. And I would say to any athletes who aren't, you know, all that involved, who aren't winning, just leave the village, get your gear off and wriggle about.
Roy and HG, the Mardi Gras of medals. Midday on Triple M. For Harvey Norman, look and feel your best with a full range of personal grooming products.
Well, right in front of us here now, Roy, the field's assembled for the 200 metres IM for women. It's a final. Alicia Coutts represents Australia here, I think, in about lane three.
She does. She's got a good lane.
Terrific, a very good lane.
What time would it be back home, HG? Because people might be able to watch it on television.
Well, I think it could be about 12:30 local Sydney time, but then take your cues across Australia from there.
From there,
they're away in the race.
Well, there's no reason why any Aussies shouldn't be watching it.
Exactly. They should have downed tools and planned about this because this is one of the, could be a highlight for Australia here.
Blue ribbon event.
And without wanting to call because of obviously commitments, it does look as though Australia's doing quite well.
Oh, okay, good.
Now, while they do the finish off the fly leg, I'm just wondering, we saw Michael Phelps.
Yes.
Remember, of course, Lance Armstrong or Don Bradman. That's our question today. Mm-hmm. He walked up to his youngster in the crowd. Did you see any hint of gold on the new kitty, on the new Phelps?
Look, I tried to. And, and there might be a hint of some gold there, you'd have to think. But what I loved about the photo shoot that happened immediately after the medal presentation there, HG, was the freshness of the camera people who invited the athletes to either kiss their medals or bite them. And I noticed one of the kiddies there biting his bronze medal and giving it a thumbs up. You know, yes, it really is bronze.
And now they've turned on to the breaststroke leg in the 200. Mm-hmm. And, Cooch is dropping back, but I can spot an Aussie charge coming, Roy,
right,
here.
Right.
Breaststroke, obviously not
Now, is Cooch, it's not her
it's
best
not
discipline.
Her stroke, it's
no.
not her go.
No. Well, but she appears to be coming about sixth.
And she's got the fly leg to come home with.
Yeah,
so I'm not
her
writing
go?
Her off. The fly's her go.
Right.
And I'm not writing her off by a long chalk. On world record pace, for those watching on the television, that yellow line indicates a world record's coming up.
Yeah, right. Okay. So who's out in front? Is it the English? No.
It's the Italian swimmer.
The Italian. When did the Italians learn to swim?
Well,
how did that happen?
I must be swimming in the Mediterranean.
Man,
that's
is
just
that
amazing.
About
here,
and now, Cootsie should be able to bring it home from here. This is freestyle.
It's freestyle.
This is Australian crawl.
And it's Hungary in lane 7. Just been, for some reason, somebody's tapped me on the shoulder and suggested that.
Right.
Hungary meaning, in fact...
Hungary's leading in from the 7th lane.
That can't be right.
Can't be right.
That's stupid.
That's stupid, isn't it?
I know. You know, a lot of people play practical jokes here in the big state.
Yeah. It looks like Cootsie's coming at 5th.
So certainly Hungary was the winning swim there. I read that as the, obviously, the Italian flag.
Okay, Katinka Hosszú from Hungary.
I know. But Italy still, who said they could swim?
I don't
resolve from those comments in the call, Roy.
Yeah, but Hungarians, when did they learn to swim?
Well,
I mean, there's a revolution happening in Hungary and nobody told us? What's going on?
Quite possibly a revolution.
Where did they get pools?
I know. But you can't. That was a terrific swim from Cooch, though, wasn't it? I mean, forget the others, the Europeans, you know, who said they could swim. It was an Aussie. I marked that down as an Aussie goal. The head got in the road.
Yeah, maybe it did.
Now, Roy, something that's going very well here in the big stink is our basketball.
Oh,
now, just before I let you off the leash,
what?
The Boomers say they fear no one, not even the US Dream Team.
Yeah.
This is after the Della Vadova Masterclass, with the fine supporting cast of Patty Mills, guided them, this is the Boomers, to a 15-point win over Serbia, her unbeaten start in the stink.
Yep.
Now, the Boomers, they've downed number 5 in the world, France. They've downed number 6 in the world, Serbia. Mm-hmm. And next up, wait for it, the Dream Team, 8 a.m. Sydney time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's worth getting up
all
for.
Aussies should get up and... root for our team.
Now, in yesterday's game, Della Vadova was lauded. Mm-hmm. Not sure by who, but I'll let that go for a while. Lauded as producing.
I didn't hear any lauding.
No. One of the greatest games, one of the greatest performances in Boomers history. He had 23 points, 13 assists, 2 steals, and not a single turnover. He lit up the first and fourth quarters when the game was on the line. Now, hang on a minute.
Yeah. I know
other great performances at Olympic level by Australians. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of them. Let me set out 3 or 4 for you. Yeah. Luke Longley carried the team, drove the bus, unpacked the gear, put on everybody's shorts, had them run around, taught them the national anthem.
Blew up the balls. Yep.
Shane Hammer Heel.
Did anyone do more than Hammer Heel? I don't think so.
Andrew Gaze.
Kept the team afloat for years, for about 20 years, Andrew Gaze.
And a forgotten name, Damien Keogh.
Who can forget Damien Keogh? Not to forget Lithgow's Barry Hill.
Did he play at the
Barry level? Hill, back in the 1950s, terrific centre, terrific bloke. Kept the Australian team going for the best part of 15 years, Barry Hill, by himself. Sometimes he was the only one who could play. You talk about taking on,
Serbia,
the best in the world, Serbia, etc. He took him on just one man. Sure, he didn't win, but by golly, he worked his butt off.
Trying. And the other thing was, didn't he invent the full court press?
He did.
By himself.
One bloke. Imagine. It seems unimaginable today to walk into a basketball court, just one bloke, and you're up against 5. But he did it.
And you're on the Mardi Gras medals live from the Murray Rose Pool, and we've got the 200 freestyle relay for men underway. Australia in lane 7, Roy, going very, very well at the moment.
Yeah.
On the first leg, the swimmers led out Australia beautifully to maybe half a body length on the bit hard to tell from our position here through the monitor here. It looks as though Australia may have turned first there.
We have. I just hope we haven't gone out too early.
Now, Roy, the good news
is... Aussies could be watching this, couldn't they?
They could be.
They go to their Channel 7, probably.
Channel 7, and watch it on Channel 7. It's a terrific. Yep. And, of course, Basil Zemplis, doesn't he call well?
He does call.
You know, even if the Australian was in, say, 12th position.
He'll still weave an Australian story in there somehow. And that's
Thanks
what
very
we
much.
Want to hear.
Yeah. Now, the good news for sailors, Crash Craddock got this. The good news for sailors on the opening day of the Olympic Regatta yesterday was that there was not a solitary sighting of a floating fridge, a dead animal, or even a body part.
Is that right? Well, that's a first, isn't it? Have they been cleaning it up? Because I noticed a few body parts in there. I'll tell you what, it is off-putting when you're out having a bit of an early morning swim and you come across some body parts. I found myself with a thumb in my mouth. Mercifully, it was a thumb. I thought it was something else to begin with.
Yes, you would.
But it is off-putting, and you don't know whether you should report it to the police, whether it's evidence. You just don't know. I tend to, I just spat it out and swam on.
Have you had much dealing with the police here?
No, not at all. No. Oh, well, I've been frisked a couple of times.
Yes. And you've been drug tested.
Drug tested 8 times, HG, yeah. And bloody heady, it's thorough. They test everything. They even tested my stool.
Now, look, can I, just leaving that there, we may come back to your stool. Mm-hmm. Look, can I just say, they recognise you as a representative of Australia, but do they mistake you as an athlete?
Yeah,
or do they
often,
understand? Yeah,
often, or a coach. They say to me, bend over, coach, we've got to examine your stool. And I think, oh, well, fair enough.
Local conditions. You know, local.
You get used to it after a while, you know. And it's a common thing, wandering around Rio, you see so many blokes bent over with cops near them.
Now, how are we going in this race? Lane two seems to be getting a problem up the top there in the picture.
Oh, dear. Who's that? Is that the United States team, isn't it?
The United States is winning quite comfortably
here now. Yeah. Well, how are we going third?
Well, we look to be third, although that lane two is, it looks like could be a Japanese swimmer in lane two.
I tell you what, those Japanese are sneaking
up.
I
know.
They?
Who taught them to swim?
I
and these United States won, Australia two. Is that right? I didn't get the
problem was it was never
there.
Made clear in the Marshall Plan that the Japanese were never to swim.
Now, look, going back to the sailing, none of the competitors want to fall in, but at least it's cleaner than it has been in the run-up to the Games.
Oh, yeah.
One of our, Ashley Stoddard, I got this exclusively from the yachting for the Mardi Gras medal, so I didn't see any rubbish in the water, nothing that was going to influence my performance, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, obviously, there's talk.
Well, of course, there's
in the
talk.
Water,
yeah. Well, it can cause drag. I mean, if you're yachting away there, you know, let's say you're in the matchstick class or something, and you jag ahead. So suddenly you've got a head holding you back. You don't know what it is, what's going wrong. You look underneath, and there's some. You know what I mean?
I know.
It is a problem.
It is certainly a big problem as we come back to the relay here, and we're up to the split. Let's have a look at this split. No, they're way off world
way
pace.
Way off world pace, yeah. Oh, yeah, 1.5 seconds behind world.
Yeah.
We imagine we're still coming in at third at the moment, H. We've still got an opportunity here to medal.
Well, I think so, although
we,
you would
we
have
appear to be
think,
only about 20 lengths behind.
Well, here's the American got it all to himself in clear water, as we call it.
Yeah.
And the Australian looks to be in third.
Yes.
But could be second on the turn. Let's have a look at this turn.
Yeah,
take
I think
us
we are
the
second
turn.
On the turn. And remember, we've got the Tudy guy to bring it up last.
Yeah, no, I think we're second on the turn. There's a chance here for another bronze. It's been a morning of bronze.
Yeah.
Although that swimmer in the lane alongside the lead there looks as though it's going to give us a bit of hurry up.
Yeah.
And is this, take us through the moments here, Roy. You know, what are you thinking? You know where you are in the pool?
Well, you've got to know where you are in the
pool.
That's essential. We established this
yesterday.
If you don't know where you are in the pool,
you're lost.
Yeah, you're lost. You're completely lost.
Turn there. Let's have a look at the turn here.
Yes.
One.
We're turning third.
We're close to turning fourth, I think.
Close to turning fourth. God almighty.
And yet, it's still America out in the lead
in
the 2x100 relay, meter relay for men.
Mm.
Now,
Well, Mac Horton's got to bring it home. He's our fourth swimmer here.
The Tudy guy. Oh, the Tudy guy.
Well,
I hope he said something to the other swimmers to put him off. Here comes Phelpsy now. Phelpsy
God
in?
God almighty Phelps.
This is going to be 21
can't
here.
Can we keep that bloke out of the bloody water? What has this turned into, the Phelps show?
Well, The only thing,
was it like this with Don Bradman? Oh, bloody hell, he's still batting. You know, 4 days later? When did he go in? 4 days ago. Oh, God almighty.
Well, that's the thing with Usain Bolt. You know, they had to bring in the Ludi gear to get anybody to focus on it, to drag it away from the Phelps show at the pool here.
Well, but at least with Bolty, you know it's going to be over in either 10 or 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, you're not watching the bloke for days on end.
You do tire of people here at the Olympics, don't you? I mean, it's just, you can talk as much as you like about people like Laurie Lawrence and
so on, and how
much they love this.
Yeah.
But,
Well, someone's got to get Phelps aside and say, hey, Phelpsy, You've done enough.
Yeah, put the feet up.
20 medals, you've done enough.
Now let's have a look at the turn here. They're Australia in fourth place on the 200.
I hate that.
And we're being challenged for fourth. No, we seem to have fourth all by ourselves.
Yeah. And we appear to be slowing down, what's more.
So we go back to the head of the race. Now, look, one thing we can hope for is more gold in shooting. Because James Willett is going to prepare for one of the most nerve-wracking days of his life.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning when he goes for the double trap. Now, Willis' rise to the top of world shooting has been amazing, and there's a chance to follow Catherine Skinner's gold yesterday or the day before in the trap as well. Now, he gets up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Sydney time for those who want to get up and watch this. He shoots 125 shots in the double trap to make to qualify. Now, is this the last lap now? Or have we got one to go? How long have we been here?
Oh, yeah, this
is it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, America first.
Australia fourth. Great Britain. Great Britain and Japan.
Japan now, that's not snuck good. Through again.
I know.
Who so we've come fourth.
Well, you can't say take that away from the Australians. That's an excellent swim there from the Australian. I think the head got in the road, especially down towards the end.
Yeah.
And the loss of where you were in the pool, they'd be my only comments.
Yeah.
Obviously, there'll be a debrief and a full report, and you'll be putting up maybe 400,000 or 500,000 words about that swim.
Yeah, I'll be blogging on that. Yeah. I think we've arrived today without our swimming heads on.
So we didn't even get a bronze there. I just marked that down for a bronze.
Mm.
Right. Now, coming back to the shooting, 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, 125 shots to make qualifying.
Mm.
In competition, he'll be up against much more experienced shooters. A lot of shooters crumble under the pressure. You can see what happened to the New Zealander against when she hit the Mitre Skinner yesterday.
Yep.
Was found wanting. Willett built an $80,000 shotgun range 100 metres outside his back door in the country town of Mallawarra in Victoria to prepare for Rio.
Yeah.
$80,000 shotgun facility.
Yep.
But he's a long way from home, obviously. According to Russell Mark, one of our great Olympians with the shotgun, he's a smart kid. He's also a real country kid. And when you meet him, you wouldn't pick him as a world-class marksman. Everyone is in awe of his double trap. Shooting Australia had him in skeet. Oh, how stupid were they, Shooting Australia?
No idea.
When I retired and I talked him into the double trap, I spent 2 days with him before he left and he hardly fired a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to him about how he's going to feel on the morning of the shoot. I told him it'll be the most gut-wrenching day of your life, but if you see it through, it'll be ecstasy. Now, I hope he doesn't mean that, literally.
Yeah.
Now,
what a great thing to have Russell
Mark. Did they have an agenda?
Well, imagine Russell Mark spending 2 days with you. Yeah. Hey, wouldn't you look forward to that? Hey, gee, guess what? Russell Mark's coming around to your place to spend a couple of days with you. You'd think, oh,
Yippee.
But what do we talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Triggers. What's the best trigger you ever saw, Mark?
Mm.
Russell?
Mm.
Oh.
No, the Atlas.
The wing 1290. Bone. Yeah, 1290. Beautiful now, trigger.
They might say, start off with Roy and HG, you know, suggesting a show called Just Shoot Me. Do you reckon I should go in it?
Yeah, I reckon you should go in it. Yeah. I reckon Russell Mark could host that. This $80,000 bloody shooting range he put outside his back door.
What's it?
Where'd the money go?
Yes, you're at the Mardi Gras of medals at the Murray Rose Pool where the Australian team has just come fourth, Roy, in the 200 metres, not medley, but the 200 metres freestyle.
The relay.
Relay.
Yeah, they're being interviewed by that bloke on Seven. We don't know who he is, the poolside bloke.
And here's Mac. Here's the sledger.
He's on
screen at the moment. And I can see that because I've got a monitor here showing what's being shown in Australia.
Yeah, right.
You might, if the camera swings around, you might be able to see us there with a bit of luck.
Yes.
You know,
not
we're just
bad.
We're just to the right of the image there.
That's right.
It's been an exciting day swimming, though. And did you take from Phelps? I know he had a word to you there.
He did.
That was the last swim he's going to have?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but he says that every year.
Every 4 years.
He says that every year. But he is an engaging bloke, you know. Don't expect too much from him. You know, he's not the sharpest tool in the box. We know that.
Mm.
But he just swims. He's a swimming machine.
And what he's
got... don't expect anything more. Don't talk... You can't talk to him about, you know, maths or philosophy or poetry or life or anything like that. What you can talk to him about is swimming and water. And strokes.
And bathers.
And
comfort.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot. And
and the cups, the use of the cups.
Yeah, the cups and obviously the goggles.
Yep.
Now, Roy...
Limit to that, you're going to really get on with him.
Now, Roy, just a quick couple of things before we go. You know, the transport area here, you know, they had an app. They built an app and it crashed, much in the way that the census,
back home, the census.
Yeah, it crashed.
Did
dear.
Anyway, a lot of people are left in the dark about routes and, you know, they have all these teething problems.
Yeah.
They're going to have people on deck at 7 o'clock, but sadly the buses don't start running till 7 o'clock.
Oh,
so
no.
Everybody's struggling around. But the more important thing was food. You know, here at the swimming pool, ran out of food.
Yeah, I know.
Tennis, rugby venues both ran out of foods. People are waiting up to 15 minutes for a pie.
Yeah.
You know, is that being fixed? Are those sort of teething problems that you have with every game?
Yeah, you do.
Are they being fixed?
I think you do. I think you do. It's just that everyone's bloody hungry all the time.
People don't realise.
No.
Watching
and even within the
hungry.
Village, even in the village, you know, a lot of the sports people have, no, I don't know when the Australians arrived. Let's say it was last Friday. They haven't eaten so far since they've been here. Now, you say, oh, well, is that going to impact upon performances? You know, Kitty Chiller and others say, no, of course it doesn't. Well, of course it does. It does. You need to eat. And it's pointless, you know. It's all right for me. I can just go out and have a swim and chew on a couple of thumbs. That gets me by.
Now, I saw you eating a pie the other day.
Yeah,
Where'd you get that from?
It was a thumb pie.
Right, and that takes us away from the Mardi Gras medals for another day. It's been an eventful day, as they all are. Yeah. You know, that whole, when you look back over the whole day, you know, the disappointment of the, you know, equestrians, the Kaibar TikTok, all that sort of stuff. It's just hard to get over. The swim, of course, slightly disappointing, but we got bronze in a couple of events. That was really good. And, you know, the team's events were good and bad.
Yeah, I know.
Good and bad. But the great thing is New Zealand didn't win much.
No, that's true. Nor did Papua New Guinea, as far as we know.
So that's it for the Mardi Gras of medals. Join us tomorrow for more of the same from the pool deck here at the Murray Rose Pool in Rio and the games of the 31st Olympiad. Bye now.
Rampaging Roy Slaven and HG Nelson. Thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman. Look and feel your best with a full range of personal grooming products.